Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Annyeong mga K-drama pamangkin, it's Tuesday again, so syempre your tita is back for another K-drama review. Now, it has been 6 years since the beloved season 1 or the original of the K-drama na pag-uusapan natin today was aired and captured the hearts of many K-drama fans. And when it was aired, it was one of the highest rated K-dramas on cable at that time. So, 6 years ago, okay? Now, people loved it so much and were rooting for the leads, which is Park Bo-young and Park Hyun-sik, that they would really end up together in real life. So we had the Park Park or the Min Min Bon Bon. I don't even know what it's called now. Those ships that launched during the time that this K-drama was aired. And until now, I still see conspiracy videos that the two are actually still secretly dating in real life. So, mga 6 years na din silang nagde-date. And yes, I am one of the delulus rooting for them. And now, after 6 years, a much-awaited spin-off of Strong Woman Dobongseun has been created. And so, our question now is the spin-off as good as the original? Should you watch if you have not seen the original? And is it even worth watching? So stick around mga pamangkin to find out my honest opinions on this K-drama. It's time mga pamangkin to talk about Netflix's newest K-drama, Strong Girl Namseon. As per Wikipedia, the story or the K-drama centers on Gang Namseon, played by Lee Yumi of the K-drama Squid Game. Now, Gang Namseon disappeared in Mongolia as a child, and as an adult, she travels back to South Korea to search for her parents, where she finds her mother, Wang Gyeomjo. I'm sorry. Hanggang ngayon, hindi ko pa rin kaya mag-pronounce ng mga Korean names. Wang Gyeomjo, who is a billionaire businesswoman, and her grandmother, Gil Jong-gan, in the Gangnam district of Korea. Eventually, Namseon, her mother and grandmother became entangled in a drug case that Detective Gang Hee-sik is investigating at the company name Dogo, run by Ryo Shio. Now, the K-drama stars also Kim Jung-yoon, who plays the mother of Namseon. And to my fellow titos and titas of K-drama, you probably remember her as the lead Vivian of Lovers in Paris. Oh my gosh, ang lakas maka-throwback nitong K-drama na to. But yeah, we've got Vivian of Lovers in Paris in this K-drama. And that K-drama, Lovers in Paris, kung hindi mo alam pamangkin, that's where we actually first heard the terms aja and then fighting or whiting. So yun, doon namin yung nakuha. Doon namin unang, I wanna say doon talaga yung pinakasumikat. Probably na-mention na in some other K-dramas, pero doon sa Lovers in Paris, talaga siya pinakasumikat. At ito ngang si Vivian, who plays the mother here of Namseon, was the lead of that K-drama. Now, yung Halmoni naman, or yung grandmother dito sa K-drama na ito, is played by none other than the national grandmother of K-drama. Ang pambansang lola or Halmoni ng K-drama world na si Kim Hee-suk. siya naman yung lola dito and siya yung lola din sa startup, sa ang daming K-drama na lola siya. And siya naman din yung lola this time around again doon naman sa upcoming Netflix K-drama na My Demon na inaabangan ko din. Now, the K-drama also stars Byun Woo-suk na minahal natin sa movie, K-drama, not K-drama, Korean movie na 20th Century Girl na nasa Netflix din. So, isa din sa mga pinakamagandang coming-of-age K-dramas that I've seen recently. So, 20th Century Girl. Pero ngayon, siya naman yung magpapakulo ng inyong dugo kasi siya ang kontrabida this time in this K-drama. At marami akong chika about that. Marami akong comments. Pero first things first, if you're new to this podcast, you need to know na hindi ko po kaya mag-review ng walang spoiler at all. So kung ayaw mong makarinig ng any spoilers, please skip this episode for now. Okay? So eto na nga. Okay. Kung ready ka na chismisan time na. Now, to be honest, Pamangkin, I had to write down my thoughts about this K-drama because I want to be careful. Not to offend anybody, pero hindi ko po talaga carry magsinungaling sa inyo. Pamangkin, ang tsaka nitong strong girl Namsoon. Now, dinerecho ko na ha. Dinerecho ko na talaga. I'm so sorry. Dinerecho ko na kasi doon din talaga papunta yung sasabihin ko. Nakailang revision na ako. Promise. Nakailang revision na ako. And this is actually the softest. Ito na yung pinaka less cruel way of me going over this K-drama. Ano na talaga? Hindi ko na... Binago ko yung mga pinagsasabi ko para hindi ako masyadong maging ano, parang mapanakit. Pero diniretso ko na rin kasi doon na rin talaga papunta yung sasabihin ko eh. So I am so sorry if you are one of those that enjoy this K-drama. But again, everything that I will be saying in this K-drama, not just on this episode, but in the whole, in other episodes as well, those are my thoughts, my opinions, which obviously is just me, okay? So, I'm not saying na ako ay perpekto at lahat ng sasabihin ko ay tama, okay? Opinion ko po lamang ito. So, kung iba man po ang inyong opinion, that's fine, okay? That's good. If you enjoy this K-drama, very good, okay? Kasi po, ako naman talaga, eh, nagpapakatotoo lang. So, sasabihin ko na sa inyo na hindi ko po talaga nagustuhan. Diniretso ko na kasi nga, ayoko din naman sabihin sa inyo na, you know, maganda yung K-drama. Hindi ko naman pwedeng sabihin na maganda yung K-drama tapos pag pinanood nyo, parang nagsayang din lang kayo ng oras. So, ayoko naman ng ganun. So, hindi ko gustong magsinungaling din sa iyo, Pamangkin. Now, sa totoo lang din, okay, marami pang ma-other K-dramas na tsaka. Hindi lang naman ito, okay? Marami akong K-dramas, maraming K-dramas out there na weird and also... ang tsaka, let me give you an example. Pegasus Market, Diyos ko Lord. Napaka-weird at napaka-tsaka nung K-drama na yon. Pero, maliban sa pagsabi ko ng Pegasus Market dito, never nyo akong narinig nagkwento noon. Kasi, ganun nga, as much as possible, kapag tsaka ang K-drama at binitawan ko na siya, kahit 2 episodes pa lang minsan bumibitaw na ako, kapag tsaka ang K-drama, di ko na lang minimension. Di nyo alam na pinanood ko tong K-drama na to. Wala, dead man na lang, ganon. So, hindi ko siya minimension sa podcast at all. Kasi kahit papano, gusto ko namang, yun, parang irespeto yung mga tao behind the K-drama for the effort, kumbaga, na binigay pa rin nila. Kahit sabihin natin na pagkapangit ng K-drama, nag-effort pa din yung mga writers, yung directors, yung mga tao behind the scenes, okay? Pero... minsan din, wala akong choice. Kasi nga, meron akong podcast. Wala akong choice. Kasi isa yung K-drama sa mga inaabangan for the year, actually. So, one of the K-dramas that we are looking forward from 2023. And yun niya yung downside nitong podcast. So, having a podcast where people are looking for the actual review of K-dramas that are parang inaabangan for the year. So, definitely, kailangan meron akong reunion. So, yun yung medyo downside nitong having a podcast like this. At ito nga ang Strong Girl Namsoon. Mabalik na tayo. So, itong Strong Girl Namsoon is one of the much-awaited K-dramas ever since it was announced of the possible spin-off. I think last year ata in-announced na may spin-off siya, na confirm na na magkakaroon ng spin-off after, well, 5 years pa lang noon. So, after 5 years, magkakaroon na siya ng spin-off, tapos nagkaroon ng audition, and finally, na-confirm na natin yung bagong strong girl or strong woman in this spin-off. So, here we are. And unfortunately, I have to talk about the K-drama. And again, I have to be honest about my thoughts in it, being your K-drama tita. So sabi ko nga, ayoko naman sabihin sa inyo na, uy, maganda, panoorin nyo to, pamangkin. Tapos yun nga, masasayang lang pala yung oras nyo. Ayoko naman balikan nyo ako na parang, tita, napakasinungaling mo naman. Ang sabi mo, maganda, worth it, tapos hindi naman pala, ganon. So ayoko naman mangyari yon. So, again, I apologize if you are one of those that love this K-drama. Good for you. But these are, again, my thoughts about it. So, yun na nga. I started the K-drama really hopeful. You know, every K-drama, kahit sabihin natin na ito ay spin-off, kahit hindi ako fan ng mga spin-off, I am still very hopeful kasi maraming K-dramas out there ang magaganda yung mga second season. Like, for example, Voice. Voice Season 2 is actually really good. Ano pa ba yung mga magagandang Season 2 ha? Hospital Playlist, maganda din yung Season 2 niya. So, there are. So, I'm very hopeful with every spin-off, with every sequels that I will watch. So, ganun din. I was on that attitude when I started watching the first episode of Strong Girl Namsoon. So, yun na nga. But at the same time, I was very hopeful, but at the same time, I've also set my expectations na double that this is a spin-off. So I set my expectation to look at the K-drama also separately from the original. So we will review Strong Girl Namsoon on two point of views, as a spin-off of the Strong Woman Dobongsoon and as a regular K-drama kung sakaling you have never watched the original. Simulan natin from the POV of those who watched the original, okay? Now, first of all, I love that the main leads, masabi ko lang, I love that the main leads of the original Strong Woman Dobongsoon na sina Park Bo Young and Park Yoon Sik made a cameo in this K-drama. So, I really, really love when actors from the previous K-dramas would at least, you know, lend their time to give us an entertaining, something to look forward. So, it was actually the highlight of this K-drama for me. Sad kung iisipin, if you think about it, na out of the 16 episodes of this K-drama, yung cameo ng mga bida nung una, which I think doesn't even last 5 minutes, siya na yung highlight ko. So that tells me, that kind of tells you a lot about this K-drama. So yun na nga. So anyway, obviously with the things that I've said so far, alam niyo naman na from the POV of someone who watched the original, this spin-off is a disaster. Although I still find it very entertaining, okay, don't get me wrong, I still find it very entertaining naman when the women of the family, yung mag-iina, would show off their strength, but obviously it was not as entertaining as the first time. Okay, kumbaga, hindi na siya bago sa akin, so masaya pa din panoorin, pero hindi na siya kasing level ng entertaining ng the first time, obviously. So, that's expected. Now, although dito sa spin-off, medyo nadagdagan or dinagdagan nila yung powers ng bidang babae ni Namsoon, not only does she have this incredible strength, kaya din niyang tumakbo ng mabilis and tumalon ng mataas. So, talagang level superhero na si ate mo. And sabi ko nga, kahit di na siya bago sa akin, I still find it very entertaining nung pinapakita nila yung kung gaano sila kalakas. Yung pinipitik lang nila yung tao pero halos mag-crack na yung skull nung mga kalaban or nung taong pinitik nila. Or yung lola dito, may eksena na binuhat niya yung napakalaking Buddha statue, I still find it funny. Super funny and entertaining. So, nabit-bit nila yon from the original to the spin-off. So that, I guess for me, is the good thing about this K-drama. And tawang-tawa po ako dun sa cameo nung Ajusi. Ayaw ko kung naalala nyo. Yung Ajusi from the season 1, yung goon siya, tapos may kamukha din siyang bading na empleyado dun sa company ni Park ni Yunsik. So, nandito din po siya, just in case you're wondering or you haven't seen the K-drama. He also made a cameo on the episode of it, of Strong Girl Namsoon. And nasaktan na naman po siya. So that was so funny for me. Kaya naging hopeful din ako kasi si episode 1 pa lang na pinakita na yon. So talagang naging hopeful ako na at least this spin-off would be as good as the original. Pero, yun na pala yun. So, comparing it to the original, wala din po talagang chemistry yung mga bida. To be fair, ang lakas din naman talaga nung chemistry nung mga bida sa una, nung ni Park Yunsik at ni Park Boyang. Ang ganda na, ang lakas ng chemistry nila. So, mahirap din talagang higitan o pantayan man lang. Pero kasi pamangkin, okay, medyo open-minded na ako nito. Pamangkin kasi, kahit man lang sana closer, linapit man lang sana ng napaka-konting closer to the level of chemistry ng first, ng leading couple doon sa first season man lang. Pero wala talaga walang chemistry. alam mo kung sino yung may chemistry, okay? Eto na naman po tayo sa second lead syndrome. Alam mo kung yung sino may chemistry? Yung bidang babae at yung kalaban. Alam mo bakit? Kasi ang pogi nung kalaban. I swear si Byun Woo Suk, I apologize if I mispronounce his name again, but yung kalaban dito should have been paid more because he carried the K-drama for me. So, sa kanya ko talaga actually humuhugot ng lakas para sa mga panahon na, Diyos ko, gusto ko na po talagang bumitaw. Hindi ko alam kung bakit tinotorture ko ang sarili kong panoorin itong K-drama na ito. For the love of the podcast na lang talaga. So, sa kanya ako actually humuhugot na ng lakas. Iniisip ko na lang talaga na kailangan ko makita si Shio. Si Ryu Shio. I don't know kung ano name niya. Basta yung poging kalaban dito. Yun na lang talaga yung iniisip ko. Sabi ko, kailangan mong ilaban to kasi may paab si kuya mo. May makikita kang poging kontrabida. Yun na lang talaga. Doon na lang ako muhugot. So yun. Now, pag-usapan natin yung villain na yan. Yung kalaban na yan. Okay? Pag-usapan natin yung villain sa original at etong spin-off nga. So, for me, mas nagmarka, mas tumatak sa utak ko yung kalaban syempre dito sa spin-off dahil ang pogi. Ang hirap magalit kahit ang bilis niya nang pumatay ng tao, napaka brutal din niya dito sa K-drama na to. Pero dahil sa kapugian niya, gusto ko siyang patawarin. Okay? Diyos ko. Alam mong walking red flag na si kuya mo pero bulag-bulagan po ako. Now comparing him or comparing it to the original, medyo for me, mas sidekick ni Satanas yung sa unang strong woman Dobongson na kalaban. Dito kasi sa spin-off, eto naman yung medyo pinagbuhusan nila ng energy, ng utak, ng mga writers. Ang ganda ng backstory ng kalaban. Talagang parang sabi ko nga, dapat ito ay isa pang, dito ay parang ibang kwento dapat to. Ito ay pwede ng panglaban sa isa pang K-drama. Yung buhay lamang, yung backstory nung kalaban dito sa Strong Woman.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A strong girl, Namson. Pwede na tong plot ng iba pang K-drama eh. So talagang feeling ko dito nila inubos yung brain cells nila. So pag-create ng napaka-heartbreaking na backstory ng kalaban. So talagang maaawa ka sa kanya. And yun nga, naiintindihan mo na. Okay, sabihin natin pogi na siya. Pero at the same time, kahit hindi siya pogi, because of the backstory na nililayout sa kwento or sa, dito sa K-drama, may iintindihan mo na siya. And yun nga, kung bakit siya nag-end up na kalaban. So, yung una for me kasi sa akin, talaga psychopath eh. Yung sa Strong Woman, Dobong Son, psychopath lang si kuya mo eh. Walang yalang talaga. So, yun talaga yung for me, the most villain of them all. Dito sa second, sa spin-off, memorable si kuya mo, mas, I wanna say humanistic. Mas nakakaantig ng puso. Mas realistic din at the same time yung kanyang backstory. And maintindihan mo nga kung bakit ganun na lang sa kanya. Napaka-drama. Napaka-drama ng backstory ng kalaban dito. So hindi ko rin maintindihan kung paano, kung bakit ang napaka-dramang backstory ay isiniksik dito sa napaka-cartoonish type of K-drama. Ay nako. So yun na nga. So, comparing the villains, mas masasabi kong mas mag-iigil ka pa rin dun sa una. Kasi psychopath palaga yun eh. Eto, medyo si kuya mo, circumstances led him to being this evil. Parang ganun. Now, as for the families naman, okay? This spin-off, this Strong Woman or Strong Girl Namson, focus also more on the members of the family. Lalo na yung mga matriarchs. Yung nana, yung lola. Yun yung medyo hinahanap ko naman sa season 1. Kasi di ba kung naaalala ng mga nanood na nitong nung Strong Woman Dobong Son, kung naaalala nyo, there was a particular scene na bumisita yung lola ni Dobong Son sa kanila. And that lola was actually very strong as well. She still had her power. And I was looking forward to more of that lola also showcasing her strength. And yun yung medyo nabitin ako doon sa season 1. So, hindi masyado maganda yung pagkakalatag ng kwento ni lola. Parang pumunta lang si lola, bumisita, pinakita yung strength niya, and then that's it. So, yun naman yung nakuha ko dito sa spin-off. We got 3 generations of really strong women. Pero, oh my gosh, ang chaotic po ng kwento nila. Chaotic in a sense na magulo po talaga yung pagkakasulat ng story. Okay, let me explain further, okay? So, yung nanay ni Namson parang inaagawan for me ha. Parang inaagawan pa ng eksena si Namson. So, kung iisipin mo nga, parang if ilalatag mo yung screen time ng lola, ng nanay at ni Namson, iisipin mo halos same lang yung screen time ng nanay at ni Namson. Tapos, nakikihati pa yung maharot na lola. So, silang tatlo, nag-aagawan sila ng eksena, pero ang gulo-gulo din naman ng kwento nila. Like yung lola maharot, okay, funny, entertaining, at the start, ganun-ganun. Pero ang boring ng love story, nung naging sila nung barista, nung lolong barista, I was thinking that there was something else. And I was actually hoping that something else was the return of this ex-husband or husband still na biglang nawala, di ba? So I was looking forward to more interaction, more ganap, something to make it more interesting, konting love triangle maybe. Pero ang agang natuldukan na parang hindi malang dumating yung asawa, okay, tapos konting challenge sa kanilang pag-iibigan ng barista at ng lola, pero wala na. Parang gumive up na yung writers midway. Parang binitawan na nila yung kwento, okay, so hindi na nag-push yung husband. Eh, yun lang. Parang, ha? Huh? Okay. So, yun yung lola, okay? yung nanay naman. Yung nanay naman na napaka-perfect at ang yaman na napaka-imposible na na lahat na kaya niya bilhin, di ba? Na parang, anyway, sabihin na natin, okay, let's charge it to the creativity of that writer. So, okay na yon, okay na yon, patawarin na natin. Okay. So, yung nanay naman, ang hinahanap ko naman sa kanya is more of parang story arc na may papakita naman lang nung reconciliation niya with the ex-husband. Actually, dun sa character mismo ng nanay, I was looking forward to something na parang medyo vulnerable siya. I guess the part about her and how she treats her son nung, alam, before the actual almost death or parang numuntika ng mamatay yung anak na lalaki. But I was looking forward to something else as well to make it parang mas ano, mas entertaining, mas relatable kahit na sabi natin may superpowers yung nanay. She's still a mom, so she could have been created into a character na also at the same time relatable to all those moms that are watching as well. The part of her, you know, trying to fix her attitude towards her son na hindi sabi natin physically fit, okay? But aside from that, ang boring talaga. Na parang napaka walang challenge nung kwento nung or ng character ng bidang nung nanay. So yun nga, so kahit malang sana yung reconciliation niya with her ex-husband, aside from, you know, fighting justice and may konting romance din sana siya. Akala ko yung Bread Song, yun yung romance niya, hindi rin nag-ban out. So parang ano ba mga ginagawa ng mga writers? Gumagawa sila ng kwento pero hindi nila tinatahi. Tapos ang daming loose ends. So yun nga. So anyway, so fighting for justice, reconciliation for with the ex-husband. Like, I don't know. Nung last part na parang medyo hinahanap ko talaga yung ano eh, yung kwento na somehow yung lalaki naman ang magpro-protekta sa kanya. Kasi napaka-perfect ni ate girl. Napaka-perfect lahat ng hawakan niyang business, lumalago, lahat ng papasukin niyang kahit ano, crime fighting scenarios, lagi siya nananalo. She also has this incredible strength. Maganda din naman siya, very fit din for her age. So I was looking for some vulnerability for her. So para maging entertaining din yung kwento niya. Pero wale. Tapos yung ex-husband niya, hindi rin maayos yung pagkakalatag ng romance nila. No, parang sabi ko, ang daming potential nito, di ba? So ang dami kong naiisip sa kanya na paano kung halimbawa magkaroon siya ng eksena na yung ex-husband niya proprotektahan siya in one incident. So syempre she's used to fighting for justice and, you know, protecting other people with her strength. What if this time yung lalaki naman ang magprotekta sa kanya? And that will, you know, manunumbalik yung feelings niya na pilit niyang nilalabanan. Papunta na sana doon eh. Parang nakikita ko na siya nung nasa last episode, pero last episode ni. So yun, nangihinayang din ako doon. Tapos eto naman si Namson, na hindi ko rin maintindihan, ang daming ganap sa buhay. So, after reconciliating, after niya makasama ulit yung family niya, diretso na siya sa sa justice fighting blah 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 type of situation. Ang dami niyang gustong gawin na hindi ko rin maintindihan. Basta ang gulo nila, nag-aagawan sila ng screen time yung tatlo. Sana pala yung title na lang nitong K-drama, Strong Women of Gangnam, di ba? Kasi for me, that would make it reasonable kung bakit ang laki ng exposure ng lalay, ng lola, na nag-ahati-hati na sila sa screen time. So, okay. Anyway, again, that's just my honest opinion about the K-drama. So again, looking at this K-drama from the perspective of someone who watched the original, definitely this is a letdown. I highly suggest na wag niyo nang panoorin. Kung napanood niyo yung original, wag niyo nang panoorin itong spin-off kasi madi-disappoint din lang kayo. Lalo na if Strong Woman Dobong Sun is one of your beloved K-dramas of all time. Now, let's talk about the K-drama from the POV of someone who have not seen the original. Now, I would say it wouldn't be as bad, okay? I guess it wouldn't be as bad as for, let's say, the experience of someone who watched the original. like I said, those scenes where the women were showcasing or showing us how incredible the strengths are will really keep you entertained. The sound effects and the animation, like nung pinapalipad nila yung mga tao with just, you know, two fingers. It definitely added fun to the scenes. And I also love the songs in this K-drama. Like the superpowers ng ITZY. May recall siya sa akin. And yun nga, it really got stuck on my... may LSS siya sa akin. From the first time I've heard it, yung utak ko parang superpower. So, that is for me a good side about this K-drama. So, good thing na kumbaga, kung gaano nila pinag-isipan yung songs the first season or sa original, pinag-isipan din nila kahit paano yung songs dito sa second season. So, some songs are more memorable than others, but at least they were in entertaining and enjoyable, I guess. So, those are the things that I loved about The Strong Girl Namsoon as someone who, let's just say, I did not watch the original. Now, as for the story, no matter which POV talaga pamangkin I looked at, ang pangit talaga sa akin ng kwento and ang cringy. Super cringy ng mga scenes. Hindi rin interesting yung mystery na need nilang isolve dito kasi there's really no mystery. Unlike the first season, well, again, that is just, again, if you have seen the first season. But speaking of the actual story without comparison to the first one, hindi rin interesting for me yung mystery kasi there was no really mystery that needs to be solved. From the start, we already know that who is the actual villain, okay, and that the drugs came from him. So there was no mystery to solve. Now, nung una din, speaking about the title, so nung una, di ko mag-gets kung bakit di na lang tinawag itong K-drama na to na Strong Woman Namsoon, di ba? So at least parang variety lang nung first one. So, and bakit tinawag siyang Strong Girl this time? So bakit hindi Strong Woman Gang Namsoon or Namsoon? Pero alam mo, nung pinanood ko na yung mismong K-drama, nung napanood ko yung bida, kung paano siya mag-arte, nag-gets ko na din. Pamangkin, para siyang cartoon. Napaka-cartoonish niya maggumalaw. Yung paglakad niya. Panoonin niyo na lang siguro yung eksena na parang inawardan siya ng kasama ng mga pulis. Yung pag-march niya. Ay, Diyos ko, Lord! Ay, nako, marami pa. Marami pang mga cartoonish scenes na ginawa siya na talagang super cringy. So, yun na nga. So, sabi ko nga, nung pinanood ko siya, yung paglakad niya, kahit yung mga pagngiti-ngiti niya, nag-gets ko na kasi talaga parang baby girl na nakabra from So-en si ate mo. And to think, sa kwento na ito, she's in her 20s. Okay? She's in her 20s. Di rin naman siya tinatratong baby nung nasa Mongolia siya. So, di ko gets kung bakit nag-end up siya na ganun ang behavior niya. As in, kulang na lang talaga mag-pigtail si ate mo girl. Bebe girl na siya. Now, I know it's not Lee Yumi, okay? Not the actress herself because I've seen her in other K-drama. So, it has to be what the director asked her to do. So, I'm only guessing that this is what the director is asking her to do because she wants, probably he or she wants this K-drama or the spin-off to be totally different from the original. Pero Diyos ko, Lord, sana malang pinag-isipan niyo kung gaano ka-cringy yung mga pinanggagawa niya. Hindi ko talaga get. Ano ang inasa isip niyo? Now, aside sa story arc ng drugs, ng lola na maharot, ng nanay na vigilante, there was nothing really that I find entertaining in this K-drama as well. Akala ko, magkakaroon tayo ng second love line. So, kung naalala nyo, meron dito ng homeless friends si Namsoon na nakilala niya. Akala ko, there's gonna be some kind of love line na sana man lang yun yung kahugutan natin ng entertainment habang wala pa rin chemistry nung actual main leads. Pero wala din talaga. Hindi rin nag-pan out yung kwento na yun. Na parang nag-end siya na parang, ha? Naghiwalay sila because ganito. Ano daw? Bakit pa pinakita tong kwento na to? Ang gulo ng pagkakasulat nitong kwento na to. At ang gulo ko din magkwento, di ba? And yun nga, gaya nga ng sinabi ko, hindi rin nag-pan out yung kwento na yon nung homeless friends niya. So, ang kinapinitan ko na lang talaga is yung poging kalaban. Doon na lang ako humuhugot ng lakas. Hindi nyo maalam kung... I mean, kung vinidyo ko ang sarili ko, makikita nyo kung gaano ako nag-struggle sa K-drama na to. I tried, pamangkin. I tried my very best to gaslight myself to like the K-drama, pero di ko talaga kinaya. Sa last 5 episodes niya actually, and I don't usually do this, pero para lang matapos ko na yung K-drama, for the first time, plinay ko siya with the English dub. Para lang may magawa ako habang pinapanood ko siya or habang nagpiplay siya. And to be honest, it was less cringy. I don't know. Pero yung last 5 episodes nung pinapakinggan ko na siya in English dub, medyo less cringy na siya. Pero cringy pa rin eh. So if ever man na gusto mo panoorin pa rin itong K-drama, then watch it with the English dub. So it may make it more entertaining, I would say. So medyo lang, pero di pa rin niya masisave for me yung K-drama talaga. Diyos ko Lord. Now, if I will rate this, irerate ko pa ba? If I will rate this K-drama on a scale of 1 to 10, I will give this a 6. So, kung di ko pinanood itong original na K-drama, pwedeng siguro mga 7. Pero, di ko talaga siya maire-recommend sa inyo, pamangkin. Iniisip ko pa lang nga na uupuan mo itong K-drama na ito tulad ko ng 16 hours of your life. Nakukonsensya na talaga ako kasi di ko talaga kayang magsinungaling sa inyo. Hindi ko kayang sabihin na maganda itong K-drama. Kasi hindi po talaga. If nagustuhan mo nga, gaya nang sabi ko, if nagustuhan mo itong Strong Girl Namsoon, good for you. At least di mo mapifeel na nasayang ang 16 hours of your life. Good. Pero kung ako talaga, hinayang na hinayang po ako. Kung akong tatanungin nyo, hinayang ako. Netflix, gusto kong bawiin yung 16 hours of my life. And yun nga, sa totoo lang, ito yung isa sa mga nilook forward ko sa retirement ko from this podcast. Kasi di ko i-need a review or tapusin mo lang ang K-drama na di ko talaga bet. Bibitawan kita hanggat hindi ko... basta hindi na kita gusto, bibitawan kita. At wala akong kailangan gawing i-review. But here we are. Okay, so that is it for today. So if you want to share your thoughts as well, if you like the K-drama, if you disagree, if you agree with my thoughts, let me know. If you want to share your thoughts, let me know through any of my social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. It's all at Anyong Tita. And with that, good night, kids. I love you, Bruno Mars.
Kamsahamnida! Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. And if you want to be updated, make sure to follow the podcast, hit the notification bell, and also follow me at Anyong Tita on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so you won't miss out on anything. And catch our weekly deep dive K-drama conversations every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or other podcast streaming platforms here at your favorite K-drama show with your favorite K-drama tita. Annyeong tita!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.